Does anybody have any other questions, comments, or anything, perspectives on this they'd like to share? Hearing none, I'll move on to Article 3. And just as a reminder, if you can raise your hand using the bottom on the bottom of the screen, or on your phone, you would use the *9 to raise your hand, or you can use the chat box up at the top if you have questions. So Article 3, shall the voters authorize the total expenditure of $314,843 for the town general fund and highway fund for the fiscal year of July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022, for which $245,193 shall be raised by taxes and $69,650 by non-property tax revenue. Bob, or any members of the select board, would you like to comment on this? And then
Bob Toppin here, I'll give it a whirl. We are looking at a budget that will start from 4 months from now on July 1st, 2021. The budget's put together by reviewing historical fiscal numbers, and we do the best we can in incorporating anticipated maintenance expenditures and capital improvements. Over the years, administrative requirements and expectations have increased from a local and state level. Our town office and the overall business of running the town is well organized, but it has come at an additional cost in recent years. The town has three buildings to maintain. The town garage salt shed, for example, will require a new electrical service. Some of the town hall maintenance has been covered by the Friends Group and many volunteers in order to cut expenses on town hall repairs. The town highway department is running three pieces of equipment. The town truck, which includes the plow and sander, seems to require constant maintenance. The 30-inch snowstorm this year and or two mud seasons in the middle of last winter has resulted in increased expenses. The loader backhoe from the late 1980s has seen way too many winters of salt, and we are beginning to look into replacing that piece of equipment. So in your highway budget, we've had an increase this year. Of note, a transfer to the capital fund. We've added $15,000 to that. We are on year four on the town truck with the idea that we'd replace that in 7 years. And also we're looking at trying to find a secondhand John Deere. I mentioned the town garage electrical service. Presently the electrical service is tied into the salt shed, and the salt shed is got a small list to it, and it's probably a good time to connect the electrical service right straight to the town garage rather than going through the salt shed. So we're looking at close to $5,000 for that. And you'll notice also on page six that gravel and trucking, we've added an additional $4,000 to that item in order to get more stone on the roads and do a better job of crowning the roads up. So on those three items right there, that we're gonna add about $24,000 to the budget. That's pretty much what the increase looks like. We have been very successful in the last three or four years of of getting town grants or state and state grants for ditching, gravel resurfacing, culverts, and bank stabilization. In the 2021 numbers, I think we were looking at somewhere around $51,000 worth of grants that that we processed. With the weather extremes we've experienced in the last few years, our road maintenance costs has increased. We're making every effort to get more gravel on the roads, clean the ditches, and trying to get the roads crowned up. And you guys got anything to add?
Sounds good to me.
Yep. So
I say maybe the maintenance piece that went over
on
truck radiator backhoe.
Yeah, we.
It's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, we put a lot of maintenance costs into the John Deere this past year. Did a head gasket and welded the frame up due to some rust issues. The town truck, we've had numerous sander issues and ended up replacing the sander. And had some issues updating the Kenworth plow truck, keeping it as well maintained as we could. So we think we're on top of the plow truck, and hopefully that our costs will be down a little bit on that end, on the truck end anyway this year.
So Mark Fitzgerald has his hand raised.
Mark. Good evening. Just checking the extra 24,000 for the roads. Where's this gravel going? I know we spent quite a bit last year on gravel. And just kind of checking, it seems like a lot when usually we spend 15,000 at least for gravel. Just trying to find out where the extra 24,000 is going. Bob's muted, I think.
Bob and Flipboard.
Well, we put over 20 loads on the Bird's Eye Road, did a lot of ditching the year before, and went back over last summer and put a lot of gravel in there. Put over 20 loads on Weaver Hill, and been trying to work our way around town. A year ago in the winter, when it got so muddy, we put in a ton of gravel, and so looking, you know, where did the 24,000 come for the budget coming up is just we're looking at some weather extremes and trying to plan ahead.
Is that on top of what you normally budget? I think the normal budget is about 15 for gravel, so this is in addition to?
We budget 20 each year.
We budget about 20 for the last 2 years and are moving it up 4. So that's 24,000. And we put a number of loads up on your road.
Yeah, we had quite a bit under our car when that happened, but I'm not going to complain.
No.
Might have been a little excessive, but again, I'm not complaining.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, Jerry Zeller has his hand raised.
Yeah, hi, Jerry Zeller. Hey, I was just curious on the salaries and the payroll taxes. Who's on that? I know Johnny Cape and I see him quite a bit. Is there anybody else?
Well, we've got John Cape as an employee this year, and we've used Dave Kurtstetter as a private contractor to help John out when he needed help. So.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Jerry, your hand is still raised. Did you have another question?
Oh. Sorry about that.
No problem. Any other questions? Otherwise, we'll move on to the next article. So this is Article 4. Shall the voters appropriate $10,840 to be raised by taxes for the Rutland County Sheriff's Department, in addition to $12,000 included in the general fund expenditures in Article 3 above, for a total of $22,840. Any questions or comments? Discussion about this, or Bob, you have some words to say?
Yeah, it's the same amount as last year. And I know every year it comes up, people get confused, but the select board has put $10,000, you know, for the sheriff's patrol in the general fund, and then leave it up to the taxpayers to go yay and nay on the $10,840 extra. Right now we have a designated officer, Justin Cram, that's spending 40 hours a week, splitting it between Ira, Middletown Springs, Danby, and Tynmouth. They are active out on the West Road doing traffic work, and run the back roads as now and again, just to show their presence. And as you recall, about 3 or 4 years ago, we had a number of break-ins, and I'm not saying whether it's yay or nay because of the sheriff's patrol here, but things have been fairly quiet. Did we lose Mary? There you are.
Yeah, I am. Sorry. Dog's barking. Any other questions or comments? And remember, you get to vote on all these tomorrow at the town office. Article 5, shall the voters appropriate $51,500 to the Ira Volunteer Fire Department to provide services to the residents of Ira? Was someone going to talk about the fire department? Nick has his hand raised. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, we appreciate everybody coming down, supporting Steve Martell. Also, the budget has pretty much, not much has changed, really. We've tried to lean it out as much as we could with some savings this year going forward. We had our air pack program, which is in the process right now, of being purchased. But other than that, training has been a little challenging this year for us with the COVID situation. We've had a little added expense with, you know, doing an online training program just to keep everybody up to standards with training capabilities and all that. Going forward, it looks we're in pretty good shape. We have a good group. We had 34 calls last year, 17 which were EMS. So with that said, the EMS program has definitely helped. I think it's being utilized well. So it's very nice to see that. And it offers a good sense of security for townspeople to have at least some people and utilize. Also, resources within the town. We have quite a few qualified individuals on the EMS side. Going forward, we have some other stuff with the training to work out. Hopefully we stay pretty busy. And as always, we're looking for definitely, you know, anybody that's looking to volunteer and that's on the board or on the fire department side of things as a firefighter or EMS to always give us a call and reach out. But that's pretty much it. Thank everybody for their support going forward. And hopefully this is all over soon and we can meet in person.
Thank you, Nick. Mark Fitzgerald has his hand up. Go ahead, Mark.
Just wondering on the EMS side of that, how much of the budget actually goes to EMS? Has there been a budget established for the EMS side of the fire department budget?
Yeah, Mark. So currently we have, we've been keeping it with our budget. When the tone goes out for a call, it's usually EMS, or sometimes it goes as fire and EMS, depending on the call, I would say, but usually we use a line item for that, which you'll see on the page, which is new equipment, which would be EMS. And that's listed. The cost of that is the most of the equipment we already have, on our trucks. And there is some additional stuff that we have had to purchase, which is that line item. And that's what we've been using. It's just an offered service that we figured we could provide and give a little sense of security to people in the town.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Was there any other questions? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to the next article, Article 6. Shall the voters appropriate, oh, Mark?